News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Local authorities are to conduct a review of childcare providers' fees as the result of a direction from the Department of Children. It's going to begin this August. Ellen Coyne, political correspondent with the Irish Times, has been writing about this. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning.
What role does the local authority have in this?
So local authorities at the moment run city and county childcare committees, and these kind of oversee the way the government policy for childcare is rolled out locally near you. What people might struggle to understand is, despite the fact the government has spent billions of euro on the childcare sector over the last 4 years, nobody in government has been doing any auditing or oversight to make sure that that money is being spent correctly. By that I mean, in 2022, thousands of childcare providers promised that they would freeze their fees at 2021 levels and wouldn't raise them in exchange for increased government funding. We have found and reported on creches that have been overcharging parents and hiking their fees beyond that, but that was only discovered and it's only reported if a parent notices. Up until now, nobody on behalf of the state had been keeping an eye on that.
So again, local authorities, do they have the resources to do this? Because this sounds like another job that they didn't have to do before.
Well, actually, what makes it even more unbelievable is up until now, every local authority has actually had fee tables for every creche offered to them. They have known every single year what creches have been charging parents, but nobody has actually sat down and said, this fee in 2025 is a lot higher than what the fee was in 2021.
Have they been publishing those figures anywhere? Because this is the first I've heard of it.
It's available. The creche gives it to its local childcare committee. So the childcare committee would have known. The fees are also published, and under core funding, it's actually supposed to be visible in the creche. But the issue with this is, if you have a one-year-old, if you've just had a new baby, if you've never had a child in childcare before, and someone turns around to you and says, listen, the fee for this year is €1,200. How would you know that that was so much higher than what the fee was in 2021? Because you didn't have children then. And I've also spoken to parents who've explained that even though they knew full well that their creche was overcharging them, they were afraid to make a complaint because they were worried that they would lose their place. But up until now, the only way a creche would have been caught is if a parent complained. So until this measure that we're reporting on in the Irish Times this morning, the burden to catch creches that was overcharging people was falling exclusively on parents. Nobody on behalf of the state was checking, even though all of us, whether we have children or not, are heavily subsidising these private childcare providers through our taxes every single year and in every single budget.
It seems remarkable that we were putting €1.5 billion of public funding into something and not even doing a cursory check on this. So let's fast forward here. If the local authority finds that such and such a creche has been overcharging, what happens then? Do they get a slap on the wrist?
So under the sanctions exist already for being caught overcharging, and that obviously includes having to repay parents. We reported on a story on Saturday where a very big North Dublin childcare franchise had to repay over €100,000 to parents that it had overcharged by €245 a month. Again, it was only caught by a parent, and that creche actually blamed and complained about the parent to other parents. So that's the first sanction. Then if you're caught and if you are slow to refund parents, or you don't show any evidence that you've been refunding parents, the Department of Children actually has the ability to withhold your government funding. Again, in the case I just mentioned, that creche faced the prospect of having to pay back €500,000 in public funding because it was being a little bit lethargic, shall we say, to repay parents. So the sanctions would be quite severe. And I suppose what I would be interested to know in August and September is, how widespread is this? There's been 27 cases confirmed so far, but the feeling is that that is an underrepresentation because, again, that relied on parents complaining. Once the state takes an active role and starts actually going through these fee tables, I'd be interested to see how widespread this issue actually is. And, is anyone able to explain why nobody was keeping an eye on it for 4 years?
Ellen Coyne, political correspondent, writing about that story in the Irish Times this morning. Ellen, thanks very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.